Government enters partial shutdown after Senate passes amended funding. Washington, the federal government entered a partial government shutdown just after midnight on Saturday despite the Senate's passage of legislation hours earlier to prevent it. The shutdown, affecting the Departments of Defense, Labor, Health and Human Services, Education, Transportation, Housing and Urban Development, and Homeland Security, is expected to only last the weekend, with a House vote to reopen the government scheduled for Monday. With that House vote not scheduled until 6:30 p.m. local time on Monday, non-essential federal employees in those departments will likely be furloughed for the day despite expectations that the amended deal will pass. That's because federal law requires the government to carry out shutdown procedures once funding for an agency has officially lapsed. The Senate passed the altered funding package in a 71-29 vote on Friday evening following hours of hurried negotiations on Capitol Hill involving members of both parties. Under the new legislation, full-year funding will be authorized for all agencies in the package except the Department of Homeland Security. Instead, the legislation punts the deadline for this funding forward 2 weeks to give lawmakers time to work through negotiations to amend the full-year funding for the agency. The vote came less than a day after Democrats and the White House announced the deal. After the fatal shooting of Alex Preti in Minnesota, Senate Democrats said they would not support funding for DHS without changes to certain immigration enforcement practices. Trump urged Congress to pass the bipartisan compromise. Republicans and Democrats in Congress have come together to get the vast majority of the government funded until September, while at the same time providing an extension to the Department of Homeland Security, Trump wrote on Truth Social on January 29. Hopefully, both Republicans and Democrats will give a very much needed bipartisan yes vote. Senate Democrats, led by Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, announced three demands on January 28 regarding DHS and ICE operations. Schumer said the first demand would end roving patrols by ICE agents in U.S. cities, tighten warrant requirements, and require greater coordination between federal agents and state and local law enforcement. The second demand calls for increased accountability for ICE agents. Federal agents should be held to the same use of force policies that apply to state and local law enforcement and be held accountable when they violate those rules, Schumer said. The third proposal would require ICE and other immigration agents to operate without masks, wear body cameras, and carry state-issued identification at all times. With the deal on track to punt DHS funding 2 weeks out, lawmakers are expected to continue negotiating the specifics of a full-year funding package for the agency in the coming days. Some Republicans open to reforms have nevertheless expressed skepticism about Democrats' demands, saying they're more concerned about preventing a shutdown. Senator Tom Tillis, who has criticized the administration's approach to immigration operations, told reporters on Wednesday that he didn't support shutting the government down over this issue. Tillis cited the impacts a partial shutdown affecting DHS could have on agencies like the Federal Emergency Management Administration. He argued that Democrats' demands to split off the DHS bill from the broader package would stand in the way of FEMA and other disaster response, potentially. So I don't agree with that either. Senator John Cornyn, meanwhile, rejected Democrats' calls for immigration agents to stop wearing masks during operations. Cornyn described the demand as an extension of anti-police advocacy, starting with defund the police and then abolish ICE.